Hey there, this is Krista from Cristabella Travels, and I'm guessing the reason why you're listening to this podcast is because you're curious about becoming a digital nomad. Maybe you want to make money from anywhere in the world so that you can travel or just be where you want to be. Maybe you want to have more time freedom and career fulfillment in your life. Maybe you want to have more fun and adventures. But the thing is, you just don't know how to get started. You might not know what career to pursue. You might not know what skills you have that are relevant. If this sounds like you, no worries. I got you. I'm hosting a live event on October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th called How to Get Started as a Digital Nomad. And I hope that you scroll into the show notes and RSVP because this event is happening live and you better be there. You're going to learn so much, okay? I'm going to teach you everything that you need to know in order to kickstart your digital nomad life in order, okay? And you're gonna be inspired by so many amazing stories from my real life clients who have gone from totally normie jobs into traveling the world with full-time incomes. If you're a listener of this podcast, you've probably heard several of my clients talk about how their life completely changed, and it all started with this masterclass. Every single client that I've ever worked with has watched this masterclass, and this is the thing that could very well kickstart your digital nomad life. So if you're ready to get started as a digital nomad, go into the show notes, find the link for the How to Get Started as a Digital Nomad Masterclass, RSVP, mark your calendar, and show up live with questions, because this is going to literally change your life if you're open to that. Okay, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of the podcast, and I hope to see you on the live event. Hey there, and welcome to the Digital Nomad Life Podcast. I'm your host, Krista, aka Cristabella Travels. I'm also known as the founder of the Digital Nomad Life Academy. And if you chose this podcast episode specifically, I would imagine that you're probably going to be pretty curious and interested in what the Digital Nomad Life Academy, or the DNLA, actually is. So I'll share more about that with you a bit later on in this episode. But just know that at any time, if you are curious how I can help you specifically become a digital nomad, you can always just go check the link in the show notes. And yeah, I host live calls regularly that are free that you can join and actually meet me in real life and or on Zoom anyway. And I have so many resources to help you and support you in becoming a digital nomad. And that's what this episode is about, right? Like, I can tell you all the things to do, but also I feel like it's important to know what not to do. Because something that I think is really important to understand is that I think that becoming a digital nomad is relatively simple. If you follow some specific processes, it's simple. It's not complicated. You don't need to be a rocket scientist. You don't need to have a specific kind of degree. You don't need to be a specific personality. I really believe anybody can just follow the steps. But you'll never hear me say that it's easy. I'm not saying that becoming a digital nomad is easy, because it's not. And I'm going to, in this episode, tell you all the reasons why I think it's not easy and what you can do to make it easier and lower resistance on yourself. So to start off, I want to talk about what that simple process is that I think anybody can follow if they want to become a digital nomad. Okay, so first one is you could just get a remote job and then pack your bags. Pretty straightforward. If you have a remote job and you're making an income that you can make from anywhere, you literally can just pack your bags and go. You might need to do some things like, you know, get your apartment in order to put it on Airbnb, or maybe you're going to sell all your stuff like I did back in the day. By the way, if you're curious how I personally became a digital nomad, the very first episode of this podcast is my most popular one ever of all time. And yeah, I think it's a pretty cool story. So yeah, you can always get a remote job and just go. Now, you might be surprised for me to suggest getting a remote job, because I usually don't talk about that at all. I personally believe in entrepreneurship over being an employee remotely, because when you're an employee remotely, you still are subject to the whims of your employer, right? Like, you still probably will have to work on the time zone that they have specified, the hours that they have specified. You have capped earning potential. Like the only way that you can make more money with your job is to get a raise. And at any time your boss could say, actually, you know what, I need you here. And just, I don't know, I just found that when I was working with a remote job, it was pretty limiting and I wasn't in an abundant mindset, which I get to be in now as an entrepreneur. Was the process of becoming an entrepreneur and building my multiple six-figure business easy? No. And that's, again, why I'm going into this episode, because it's hard. But if you know what you're up against and you know what the roadblocks are, when you get to them, you can just be like, cool, I expected this, and then move on and create the life of your dreams for yourself. So for the rest of this episode, I'm going to be talking about entrepreneurship and how to become a digital nomad with your own business. Okay, before you shut off this episode, before you're like, no, Krista, I never saw myself as an entrepreneur. I don't have the discipline. I this, that, the other thing, all the excuses on why you can't go about this method. I also want to point you to another episode in this podcast, which is all about the Matrix. I really believe that people that just disregard entrepreneurship from the get-go are really caught up in a lot of societal brainwashing. Sorry to sound like a conspiracy theorist. I don't care. When you are outside of the Matrix, you can see that the systems create, you know, very similar thoughts in people. You have been taught to believe that you need an employer to be safe, and you don't. Actually, you can be much more safe without an employer. Do you remember during the pandemic when everybody lost their jobs? We're talking industries that we never, ever, ever thought would fold. And yeah, that was obviously a unique circumstance. But the point of the matter is that you might think that you are safe and you could get laid off at literally any time. So I think people don't choose entrepreneurship because they're worried that it's not safe. But I argue that it's actually much more safe. I think I'll have to make a whole other episode all about that. But I don't want to keep killing time. I'm going to get into what's the four-step process that you can follow if you want to become a digital nomad entrepreneur. So the first step is to decide what it is that you're going to offer the world. A business is something that provides value to someone or another business. So what is the value that you are going to offer the world? If you're just starting out, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you choose a service-based business and not a product-based business. Whether that's digital product or physical product, it's just an entirely different way of marketing yourself. The fastest, most straightforward way is to create a small service provider business. You can listen to episode 2 of this podcast to learn more about like the step-by-step how to do that. Anyway, you're going to choose a service that you can offer. So that might mean that you are a coach, a consultant, a manager, like a social media manager or an online business manager or a product manager or just anything where you are managing something for someone. You could be a teacher, a virtual assistant, a designer, an editor. There are so many things that you can do. Like every single one of those things I just mentioned, there's a million categories underneath each one. So you're going to choose what your service is going to be that you're going to offer the world, and you're going to get clear on who you're offering it to. Key is who. Okay, second step is you're going to put a price tag on it. So how much do you want to charge for this thing? This would involve creating your offer, right? So you know that you want to offer this thing to this particular person, but what are the details of that? So just iron out the details, put a price tag on it. So much about entrepreneurship is simply just decision making. Step number 3 is tell people about it. Tell people about your business. That means marketing your business and selling yourself. Pretty straightforward. There's a million ways that you can let people know that your business exists. There's social media, there's email, there's collaborating with influencers. There's word of mouth marketing. And honestly, word of mouth marketing works really, really well for a lot of new digital nomads. And that is how actually the majority of freelancers get their first clients. And the final step is to actually deliver. The final step is to just do the work from anywhere. So to recap, we've got decide what it is that you want to do, put a price tag on it, tell people about it, and then do it. And that's how you become a digital nomad. Because once you're making money from anywhere, then you are a digital nomad. You're still a digital nomad, even if you live in the same apartment that you've been living in for the past 5 years. The thing that makes you a digital nomad is that you are free to go at any time. Okay, so that four-step process that I just walked you through is really simple, right? Like I said, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to become a digital nomad, but why is it hard? The reason why it's hard, well, there are so many reasons why it's hard. There are so many reasons why it's hard, and here we go. Let's get into it. The reason why step number one of deciding what it is that you want to offer and who you want to offer it to is because, first of all, most people are suppressed. Most people have no freaking idea what they even like, right? I bet you if you polled 100 people and asked them what their passion is, 50% would have no idea what to say. And are you listening to this being like, oh my God, I feel called out? It's not because you don't have passions. It's just because your passions have been suppressed. You've been told that the thing that you're interested in, you're not interested in it enough because you're not spending every waking minute that you have available on that thing. People think that to be passionate, it's like about how much time or energy or effort or how good you are at doing something, but that's not true. And you don't have to be passionate about a hobby. You could be passionate about a topic. Like you could be passionate about manifestation, for example. Maybe that's just something that you've been really interested in learning about for the past however many years. And if you could have a dinner conversation where the whole time you were talking about one subject, what would that subject be? I think that's a great way to identify something that you are passionate about or a passion that you could develop. That's the next thing, is that people just don't even know what they want to pursue, but they also are maybe pursuing things that they're not passionate about because they don't know what they're passionate about. Again, when you are trying to create a business from a place of lack or without any inspiration, guess how fast that business is going to grow? It ain't going nowhere. You are going to get no creative ideas on how to grow the thing. And a lot of entrepreneurship is problem solving. It's critical thinking. It's thinking outside of the box as well. And when you're not inspired by the subject matter of what your business is about, it's just going to feel like another job. And we all know how hard it is to get promoted at a job, because when you're showing up to a job every single day and you're not inspired, you're not going to be going above and beyond, and your employer is just going to pay you what they think that you're worth, which is probably replaceable because you're not doing anything extraordinary. So yeah, the reason why step number one of just deciding what it is that you want to do and who you want to offer your service to is hard is because people are caught up in this mindset that they are just not enough, or that they just don't know. They're confused, or they're choosing things that are out of alignment. Speaking of choosing things out of alignment, I'm not going to mention any names of my competitors, if you will, like other people that are teaching you how to become a digital nomad. But what most people out there are doing, they're saying, hey, do you want to become a digital nomad and travel the world? Then you should become an influencer. Or, hey, do you want to be a digital nomad and travel the world? Then you should sell things on Etsy. Hey, do you want to become a digital nomad and travel the world? You should be a dropshipper, create an Amazon business, be an English teacher, right? They're selling you on one specific method. And that might work for some people. But personally, I think that when people say, hey, this is how you can achieve this lifestyle and do this one specific thing, that it's kind of preying on people's insecurities, because a lot of people want the digital nomad lifestyle because they have big dreams, but a lot of other people want it because they're just so deeply unhappy with the situation that they are currently in, and they'll do anything for freedom. So they might say, okay, well, being an English teacher sounds easy enough, pretty straightforward. I speak English and that's what they're saying is all I need. So, okay, I'll just do that. When meanwhile, they actually are not suitable to be a teacher at all. And what's going to happen if you try to create a business being a teacher when you are not a suitable personality to be a teacher? You're going to fail. You're going to fail. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You have to choose a career path that is aligned with your personality, your interests, and your existing or future skill set. If you've never met me before, I'm going to explain how I help people figure out what is the career path for them based on their personality, interests, and skill set. So I take my clients through a career assessment process where first I show them all of the possibilities. And I do that through a video series. Basically, you watch a few hours of me talking about the vast and limitless remote work landscape, which it truly is vast and limitless. And there are so many things that you can do to create a business online. So I walk you through all the options, and you really do need to understand what your options are first and to see the breadth of them before you can actually narrow it down to the right thing for you. So a lot of people, after they watch those videos, they get the idea and they're like, oh, this is what I wanted to do. I can't believe I never thought about it this way. But if they don't know what they want to do still afterwards, which happens a lot with people who are in high school, or they've been working in hospitality or healthcare or a blue collar job, you know, just anything where they just literally have never worked online before at all, or they don't have any digital skills. Those are the people that really want to come to me to do the career assessment process with me. So that's when you and I will get on Zoom and I will actually review your career assessment homework, which I assigned to you at the end of that video series. So you fill out this homework assignment. It takes you a long time. Like, you're really surfacing a lot about your personality, your work history, your life stories, etc. But the thing is, once you fill that out, I can look at it and ask you a few clarifying questions. And usually within literally 20 minutes, I'll be able to say, oh, have you ever considered doing this for a remote business? And every single time they're like, oh my God, no, I didn't know that I could do that. Really? You think that I could do this? And then we spend the rest of the call going through a business coaching strategy session where I break down exactly how they can create that specific kind of business. So yeah, that's how I do my career assessment process. It's only available to people who are already enrolled in the Digital Nomad Life Academy. Otherwise, I just would not have any time. This is a really highly in-demand service. So yeah, if you want me to prophesize, it does feel like that. If you want me to use my intuitive gifts and my experience to help you figure out what is the right remote career path for you specifically, then slide into my DMs on Instagram at Digital Nomad Life Academy, and let's talk about how we can get you set up with a career assessment and enrolled in the DNLA. Okay, so that's the first step, right? The first step, again, is figuring out what it is you want to do and who you want to offer your service to. And a lot of people get caught up with that one because they're just like caught in this, I don't know what to do next, or they might have shiny object syndrome where they try one thing and then they get distracted and try another thing and then another thing and another thing. And it's because they're just not aligned with their idea. So I help you just sort that shit out right away and set you up on a path, a clear path. Okay, the next step, right? The next step, which is to put a price tag on it. So that's to iron out your details and price your services. When people get to this step, a lot of shadows come up. Do you know what I mean when I say shadows? I mean, shadows are the parts of our personality that we don't want to look at. It's the things that we are scared of. It's all of our insecurities. It's the things about us that our ego is covering up. It's the mask that we wear. And when our shadows come up, that's when we get triggered. So what a lot of people have, and I just mean a lot of people in general, not just digital nomads, but a lot of people have worthiness complexes. They think that they are not necessarily worthy of someone's time, attention, or money. And people really put money on a pedestal because when they were young, they learned that money is evil, or money doesn't grow on trees, that money is hard to make, that money equals stress, that money is a gift, that money has to be worked really, really hard for. Go ahead and listen to my other episode on shadow work if you're curious to learn more about that. I'm going to make another episode soon too about our relationship with money. So you can check to see if that exists by the time you listen to this. Anyway, when you go to price your services, when you're saying, hey, I know that I've only been studying social media management for 3 months, but if you want to work with me, you're going to have to pay me $1,000 a month. I wonder if you just had a physical reaction in your body, because I bet a lot of people would. A lot of people would be like, you want me to ask for how much to do what? Somebody's going to pay me $1,000? Whoa. And they're like, I'm not worthy. I can't ask people for that. I can't ask people for $1,000. Do you know how much $1,000 is? And what they bring in, whatever their scarcity mindset is, into their pricing. And then they end up underpricing themselves. And when you're underpricing yourself, either you aren't making enough money to survive or you're overworking. And those aren't good things either. So that is another fast way to failure. Imposter syndrome can also really show up at this phase. So people can say, you want me to actually charge money for this thing? And am I good enough to ask for money? Maybe I should just keep offering my services for free for a little bit longer to get more experience, because I need to be really, really experienced if I am going to ask for money. They think that they are an imposter. They think that they are not good enough. Again, they think that they are not worthy. So yeah, this second stage, really, it's like a very shadowy time for a lot of new entrepreneurs, for a lot of new digital nomads. Like, all of the things that they're insecure about are suddenly in their face when they have to charge for it. And the third step, the reason why the third step is hard, telling people about it, marketing yourself. Well, someone might have all the confidence in the world up to this stage. They might think, oh yeah, no, I'm really good at what I do. I know that I'm a great graphic designer because I've been working with Photoshop my whole life. And yeah, this is how much I would charge for it. And this is exactly what I would do. This is who I would offer it to. And all that behind the scenes stuff, they've just flown through it. They've breezed through it. They're ready to go. And now when it comes time to actually telling people about it, what happens? The fear of being seen shows up. The fear of judgment shows up. Maybe that person, this graphic designer who was so excited to create their freelancer business, maybe their parents wanted them to be a doctor or a lawyer. This is actually a real story. I really did work with a client who had this situation. She was an amazing graphic designer. She was really, really talented. She actually had an incredible portfolio, and she had everything that she needed in order to have a successful freelancer business. But what happened was every time she went to go talk about what it was that she did on social media, she was hit with this crazy resistance, kept procrastinating because she didn't want her parents to see. And she just kept imagining every time that she clicked post that her parents would be looking at her with this deeply judgmental look. And this is real. Like, this is literally why creating an online business is hard, because there's a lot of shit going on in our brains about our fears, right? Again, our fear of judgment, being seen, worthiness, imposter syndrome. Who am I to be doing this? What will other people think? What about those girls that bullied me in high school? What if they see me post that I'm going to become a Pinterest manager and they make fun of me? And maybe they're not making fun of me to my face, but maybe they're making fun of me behind my back. And that's even worse, because now I can't protect or defend myself. If you can imagine, I talk about these things with people literally all day, every day. Like, this is what I do. This is what I coach people through. Because again, this is literally why it's hard. This is why becoming a digital nomad is hard. It's not because you need to be a rocket scientist to create a Pinterest management business, or that you need to have a special skill set to edit a podcast. Those are skills that are monetizable that anybody can learn. But why isn't everybody doing it? It's because they have fears and limiting beliefs. Let's just quickly talk about the fourth step, which is actually delivering your work. So you've already gone through the steps of deciding what it is that you want to do, who you want to help, how you're going to help them, what you're going to offer, how you're going to price it. You've been telling people about it. You're showing up on social media and you get a client. Yay. Yay. Maybe yay, you've gotten a client. But here is where the most ironic fear ever shows up, which is the fear of success. Can you imagine? But a lot of people are actually scared of success, because they're not scared of success. They're scared of what success will mean for their life practically, because some people are actually scared of traveling. They love the idea of traveling. I literally just had a conversation with one of my clients last night about how she's like, I realize that the reason why I was procrastinating so much is because I'm scared of, if I close this client, then I'm not going to have any excuses anymore. And excuses are beautiful. Excuses are our way of protecting our fragile ego. So my client, turns out after we talked for a while, we realized that she had a really lonely experience when she did her Erasmus or her study abroad. And now she is associating digital nomading and success with long-term travel, and long-term travel equals loneliness. So therefore, in her subconscious mind, closing a client equals loneliness. And she has some money, so why would she close the client if it means loneliness? It doesn't make sense, like logically, but this is what our subconscious is doing. It is constantly self-sabotaging to keep us safe. This is really a big concept that I go into in the Digital Nomad Life Academy, because I know that literally overcoming your fears and limiting beliefs is the way that you will have success. And yeah, back to this super ironic fear and limiting belief, which is a fear of success. This one is real. Like it might not be that you're scared of traveling. It might be that you're scared of making more money than your dad. This is something that a lot of people deal with too. They're like, well, who am I to be making more money? Or my family or my friends, they like me as this version of myself. So now if I become that version of myself, maybe I won't be loved as much anymore. And maybe what I should do is just stay the same person so that I can continue to be loved. When you start having success, when you start actually closing clients and delivering the work and becoming this new person, you have to change. Now you don't have any excuses. Now it's time. It's time to actually go pursue that dream. And pursuing big dreams is scary, because what if we fall? What if people see us and they see us trying and then we don't make it happen? And then they say, oh, you made all this fuss on social media about how you want to travel the world, and now what are you doing with your life? You're not doing anything. And that can make you feel bad, because they're calling you out on your insecurity about how you actually are scared of traveling. You actually are scared of making more money than your parents. Again, sorry for the ranting. Just all this stuff is really top of my mind, because this is what I help my clients with. So if any of this resonated with you, then I really, really, really encourage you to come check out the Digital Nomad Life Academy. I also host free coaching calls every single month that you can come to. And again, meet me on Zoom and we can talk about it. We can talk about if the program is right for you. Maybe you'll need a career assessment. Maybe you won't. Maybe you can just dive straight into the business building. So yeah, actually, I didn't explain what the DNLA is. So essentially, there's two phases. The first phase is like the prerequisite phase, where we help you figure out what career path it is that you want to pursue. And then the rest of it, the program, it's an academy format, where there are so many things that you can learn in there. But it really, it's all centered around creating a profitable remote business that you can do from anywhere, that has uncapped earning potential, that you don't need a massive marketing machine in order to have it be successful, that you could actually just, you know, make a full-time income through word of mouth referrals. Also, I obviously teach you other things, like how to show up on social media, how to make a podcast, how to market yourself effectively with a funnel. You can get pretty advanced in this program. But yeah, it really is suitable for all levels. So even if you are brand new and starting from absolute scratch, you're just going to start with the prerequisite work. Or if you are 10 years into your career and you actually have a lot of digital skills, you can just jump right into the deep end and get started creating your business from a place of knowledge. And the thing that I think makes the DNLA so special is all the emphasis on the shadow work and personal development. So with every single lesson, there is just a little bit of personal development concept that is fed to you in conjunction. So for example, when it comes time to show up on social media, when it comes time to make your social media content plan, there's a little homework assignment where you're going to analyze what is happening in your subconscious when you imagine clicking post. because I don't want you to be like that client that I had that ghosted her freelancer business because she was scared of her parents' judgment. We need to be able to look at that and then come up with a plan so that you can move forward feeling safe, because it's only when you feel really safe and not judged that you will be able to create a business from an inspired place where you will just be moving forward without resistance. Resistance is what causes procrastination, which is what causes us to just stay stuck. And if you're listening to this episode, it might be that you feel stuck. It might be that you feel stuck in your current situation. You might feel stuck with your 9-to-5 or in your hospital job. You might feel stuck in your environment. Maybe you're living in a city or a town that doesn't inspire you, that doesn't serve you, that you just dream of getting out there and having a big life, a freedom-focused life, and you just don't know how to make it happen. Hey, I'm telling you, I know how to make it happen. I will teach you how to make it happen. I will hold your hand through the process. And I'm also going to introduce you to so many amazing other people that also want the same things as you. That's a big, big, big aspect of the Digital Nomad Life Academy, by the way, is the community. We host speed networking events and workshops and places where you're just actually going to be in breakout rooms with other people in the community. So this is not just like, join my online course and get this free Facebook group to go. No, it's a real community. You're going to make friends for life, travel buddies, business partners, collabs. And it's just honestly a very exciting environment. And I hope that you consider coming to it. I hope that you consider joining and enrolling. And yeah, I hope that that means that I get to meet you on one of the live calls as well. So just consider that, this little voice that's in your ear right now listening to this podcast, that we could actually be having a real life conversation as early as next week. So you do you, you know, you decide what's best for you and your life path. But I encourage you to just invest in yourself. Googling things for free is going to get you nowhere very fast. So yeah, sometimes you just need to bite the bullet and make a decision and just go all in. You really can only change your life from the inside out if you go all in. Because again, there's just so many fears that you're going to have to overcome in the process. Okay, that is it for now. Thank you so much for listening to all of my rantings and ravings, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Again, don't forget, if you want to reach out, send me a DM at Digital Nomad Life Academy on Instagram, and good luck. Thanks. Bye.